Yeah, it's Allison Wolf of the XX Factor on Q on KLCC. Support for KLCC comes from Eugene Toy and Hobby, celebrating 80 years in business in downtown Eugene. Eugene Toy and Hobby is located on 11th between Oak and Willamette. Birds of Chicago is a band led by the husband and wife team of J.T. Nero and Allison Russell. They'll be performing tonight at Cosmic in Eugene on the road behind last year's self-titled CD. They toured Europe together with guitarist and songwriter Peter Mulvey earlier in the spring, who performs himself tonight at the Majestic Theater in Corvallis. And by sheer force of good luck, we have them all together here in the KLCC studios for a little reunion. Glad you could all make it here together.
Woo-hoo.
We're happy to be here.
When were you last on the road together?
I guess it would have been
March into April.
Yeah, we were
spring.
In the UK together and the Netherlands.
And the Netherlands.
I'm sure there's some stories that came out of that.
Oh gosh, it seems like just hours ago we were feeding each other large slabs of cheese and and drinking wine. It was we've been buddies with Peter for a minute, so it was no surprise that it was great fun.
Well, I'm sure some music came out of that, too. So why don't we get into a little music, shall we? What's the first song that's going to happen here?
This is Peter here. I'm going to do a tune called You Don't Have to Tell Me.
In the middle of the humdrum, there is a sound like a riddle. Waiting and waiting and waiting for your soul to solve it. And in a medicine cabinet, they got a pill to take the edge off. It's waiting and waiting and waiting for your tongue to dissolve it. But you don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. I already know. In the middle of a lifetime, the road gets a little squirrely. You might lose your sense of humor for a year or two. And in the middle of the ocean, there is a dolphin with a head cold. And you probably think about him just as often as he thinks of you. But you don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. I already know. In the middle of the motion, you can wonder if you mean it, or you can just put a hand out. You can lay it on me. I can second that emotion. We can make the moment stand out. We can lock it all down. We can set it all free. But you don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. I already know. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell me. I already know. You don't have to tell me. I already know.
Peter Mulvey live in the KLCC studios with a new song and live at the Majestic Theater tonight in Corvallis, backed up there by Birds of Chicago, who are also in the studios and live at Cosmic in Eugene tonight. So, Peter, you've just finished making a record with Chuck Prophet as producer, eh?
Yeah, I just did that down in Los Angeles last month.
And what made you seek Chuck Prophet out as a producer?
I had done one show with him. I opened for him when I was doing the Letters from a Flying Machine record 4 or 5 years ago. And his entire audience, he packed out this joint in Florida called Skipper Smokehouse. And his entire audience watched my show, which I was very fond of. And their whole reaction was like, yeah, that's cool. Like, that was the entire vibe. And then he got on stage and just torched the place. And I thought, I need to hire this man. So I called him up and I said, would you produce? He's like, sure man, what's your budget? I told him the budget. He said, okay, we'll have to be savvy. We'll be savvy.
Cheap, in other words.
Oh, it was great, man. It was great.
So sonically, what did that result in? I mean, what kind of result did you come out of there with?
It's a rock and roll record, you know? I mean, several times we would get a tune done. He put the band together and it was some people I'd never... Tom Freund, who plays with Ben Harper, and who else? His guitar player, James DiPrato. So it was a great band, and he'd come back into the studio and he'd go, yeah, man, yeah, rock and roll's hard, man. Rock and roll's hard. We did it.
Well, JT and Allison, you're working on a new record, or will be soon. You're getting ready to go back into the studio. Is that right?
We are, right now we're actually working on producing a, this is kind of a freaky sci-fi thing. It's there's a live human growing inside of the parameters of Allison's body. So that
we're pregnant.
We're gonna have a baby in December, and so that's the first project. And then we will get back in the studio, it looks like in April.
That's gonna be changing your touring lives quite a bit, I would imagine.
Not well, insofar as that there'll be a baby with us.
There will be a baby and a grandma, and that will be different, but we will be out there.
In fact, just leave him in the car.
More good childhood
advice. This is why Peter doesn't
Peter
have children.
we're going to take assuming we're all blessed with health and we'll take a couple months off, but we're actually slated to go to Europe in February, so with my mom and the babe. So yeah, gypsy family.
It'll gonna be one musical child, I have a feeling. So
or it will hate music.
Well, what's the first song you're gonna play that the child may hate? Or love.
We do Sugar Dumpling with Peter, because it's one that we used to get after on the UK tour.
Every sunbeam is a daughter sunbeam fly is trying to forget where he came from. Just to do something in the air, something that you can call on. Cause oh, she's come so far, there's not much time and she can't go. Listen to the rain. Listen to the rain. Listen to the rain. Listen to the rain.
Birds of Chicago with Sugar Dumplin'. You can find that in studio version on their self-titled release. That version was live here in the studio. JT Nero on the vocals and guitar, Allison Russell on vocals and ukulele, Chris Merrill on the bass, and Nick Chambers over here on the cardboard juice squeeze box. That's right. Nice percussion rack we have going on here. Well, Allison and JT, you both had success in other bands. JT in the Clouds and Poe Girl. Also, what can you do in this band that you couldn't do in those bands?
Sing together. yeah, I mean, I don't think of it as a radical departure from the other band's work. Is more of just kind of a natural evolution. I mean, those two bands have been collaborating for years. I mean, kind of went from being mutual fans of each other to, you know, doing shows together, and then I just started tagging along on Poe Girl tours in Europe in around 2007, so it's just part of a process. But you know, this specifically, it was writing for kind of an interplay of the two voices has been, just a lot of fun for me. So.
I'm always curious about musicians who love each other, what they love about each other. So, Peter, what do you love about Birds of Chicago?
Oh, man.
Hot seat.
Wow. Well, I'm supposed to not say this, but JT is an extraordinary massage therapist. And I was on the last dregs of the energy that I had to be a touring musician before he straightened me out. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Also, he's turned me on to, just countless musicals, HMS Pinafore, Kinky Boots. I mean, he's really broadened my horizon. And then Ali, of course, is, a legendary enforcer. I mean, again, you can have a tough time on the road. She gets things done.
I can see we better get into another song before this gets too honest. What are you going to play for us?
This is a very new tune called Remember Wild Horses, yet to be recorded.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, we're very excited about it.
For everybody out there. all right, got it.
First daughter of the night of Columbus, friend of moonbeams, painter's brushes, although there was not a single one among us that she'd be alone. That she loves her nieces, now the nephews, green tea and the good view, butterfly weeds and the coneflowers out back behind her home.
Hey, remember white horses running, oh, with the morning in their eyes, ears pinned back on free land under free blue skies. You don't have to wipe away tears, go on and let them fall. You're just remembering wild horses is all.
Down at the world away, I saw an old buddy kind of laughing in his beer. I said, man, what's so funny? Looked up at me like he wanted to punch me. He said, nothing's funny, not a damn thing's funny. I loved her so long, I believed that she loved me. I promised her, she promised me. Hey, remember wild horses running on with the morning in their eyes, ears pinned back on free land under free blue skies. You don't have to wipe away your tears, go on and let them fall. You're just remembering wild horses is all.
Well, his mind was bright, but his body played tricks. Would not be long till he flat out quit. Chopsticks and a bag of leather.
Alone in his room when it goes to past summers. He can't see it now, he can't see it now. Sunlight through a camisole.
One hand up over her eye to block the sun. Waiting by the window for her only one.
Remember wild horses running on with the morning in their eyes. Ears pinned back on free land under free blue skies. You don't have to wipe away your tears, go on and let them fall. You're just remembering wild horses is all.
Birds of Chicago with a brand new song. They'll perform in Eugene at Cosmic tonight, beginning at 8 p.m. Back there by Peter Mulley, who's in concert himself tonight at the Majestic Theater in Corvallis, starting at 7:30 p.m. More information at birdsofchicago.com and petermulvey.com, as well as on the venue websites. I suppose you're backed up there as well, not only by Chris and Nick, but the unborn child you're carrying with you as well. So yes, we have quite the ensemble in here.
It's a menagerie.
It is a menagerie. Peter, you spent lots of time writing to young children on the letters of from the Flying Machine CD.
Yeah,
would you write? What letter would you write to their unborn child?
Oh no.
That is a brutal question.
I know Peter can handle it. I've been around this guy enough.
You know what you do? You just write about the ordinary stuff. For example, what I would write now, I would write that here it is, 8 months after the last time I saw these people, and there is Allison's leather handbag, which weighs about 775 pounds. And it has in it a space heater and a couple of aerosol spray cans of fire resistance. retardant. It has, what else is in there? I've carried that bag occasionally. That's all you need
so
to do.
So never have to feel guilty about being carried around for how many
right,
months.
That must have been practice, right? That thing outweighs any
all these years.
Right,
yeah, absolutely. It's been practice.
Well, it is those descriptive little details that make for good songs and the memories, correct?
Yes. That's the hope.
Well, it's been, we feel blessed to have brought you, Heather, brought you back here in this reunion here today. Nice that the road actually coincided for you all here today. So
Thank you so much.
I'm Eric Allen. This is KLCC. We'll be returning in just a moment to Science Friday. Thanks for joining us.